This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The next in the Science Cafe series focuses on a new institute that's at Southern Illinois University Carbondale. You may have heard of it. The Fermentation Science Institute is run by Matt McCarroll. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me in.
So for people who are not familiar, the Fermentation Science Institute is not just a license to get a degree in beer, correct?
That's right. It really covers everything fermentation. And fermentation is one of the things that if you start thinking about it, it's a lot broader than you might initially realize. So we're talking about, you know, of course, the exciting things of producing beer, wine, and spirits, but also we get into fermented foods, things that are directly fermented, ranging from, you know, maybe sauerkraut to fermented meats and charcuterie, cheese, and even off into things like pharmaceuticals and energy development as well. So it's really broad.
Certainly not what often comes to mind when a lot of people hear fermentation. They think alcohol of whatever source. You can learn more about this coming up through the Science Cafe. That's on March 23rd at the Science Center of Southern Illinois. That's inside the University Mall on the Macy's end of that building. And you can get more information at yoursciencecenter.org. Matt, why is it so important to have an institute, something that's studying this, and what are you hoping to bring?
It's an interesting process. The reason we set it up this way is that fermentation is probably one of the more interdisciplinary endeavors that you can think about. And to really understand the process and take advantage of it, you have chemistry, you have microbiology, you have some engineering, you have some agriculture. So it's really broad. So when we set this up, we wanted to have a structure so that we could really pull together units and faculty from all different areas to really make the best kind of program we could do, and we thought an institute was the best structure for doing that.
And I know that you also work with some local businesses just to help them with their own processes, right?
Right. We're at an interesting time right now where fermentation-related businesses are taking off nationally. In our area, we've been a little bit slow to catch up with that trend. You know, the wine trail and the wineries in the area picked up, you know, a decade or so ago. And then the breweries were kind of slow to follow behind. And we also have a distillery. So we really have a mission to help the industry both locally and really helping to grow those local businesses and also at the national level. So it's an exciting time in terms of the impact that we can have.
What sorts of things are you doing to help them as they do that? Do they bring their products to you, or are you helping them as they get set up?
It really can vary. One of the things that we do that's unique and I think an important part of our program is we run a testing facility. So this is a testing facility where we are certified by the Tax and Trade Bureau to do analysis of beer, wine, and spirits. So breweries and wineries and distilleries can send samples in for analysis, and we do that for a reasonable fee. And we, you know, focus on the region, but we also are getting samples from a national level as well.
When you get to the science of this, what sorts of things are you looking for? What are some of the best practices that you're putting in place?
Well, it's really pretty interesting because fermentation is as old as civilization. There's a lot of debate whether civilization led to brewing beer and making wine, or whether the other way around. So we've been doing this for a really long time. In fact, we did it for thousands of years before we even knew that we had microbes. The discovery of yeast and bacteria is relatively recent in the realm of fermentation. So it's interesting that we have been doing this for a really long time. It's not a hard thing to do. Homebrewers and home winemakers do this all the time. But at the same time, it's very complicated to understand what's going on in terms of controlling the process very precisely and being able to tweak certain flavors and profiles out of the products that we're making, if we're talking about beer and wine.
So when you're working with students, as they're coming in, they're learning, as you said, the chemistry, the microbiology, in some cases the agriculture. What are they doing as they come out of the institute with a degree there?
It really varies. So some students will go into working at breweries and wineries in either production or quality control. And our program is set up, our students are really well suited because of the science background and the fact that we run the testing laboratory they come out of the program really well suited for doing quality control and working in quality control labs. But they also have the background for working in breweries as well. And in fact, we just received notice a few days ago that we are now recognized by the Master Brewers Association as a recognized program, which is a new designation that's coming out.
That's great news. You can get more information about the Fermentation Science Institute by going to fermentation.siu.edu. And again, the Science Cafe is coming up March 23rd at the Science Center of Southern Illinois, yoursciencecenter.org for more information. Matt, just about a minute remaining. Are there any myths or misconceptions that you hope to dispel at your presentation?
Well, probably the main thing is, well, first, that we're not just about beer. We are about beer, but not just beer. But really, in the presentation, we'll pull together all the common trends and things about fermentation. What is consistently present in all types of fermentation is the use of microbes, so yeast and bacteria, to transform some material into something that we want different, and usually that's a value-added product. And the other thing that ties into that, and the reason that we do it historically, is that it's really taking a raw product, turning that into something that has usually a better shelf life and more desirable materials and properties.
Matt McCarroll is the director of the Fermentation Science Institute at SIU Carbondale. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.